A research fellow at the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, says democracy on the continent is on the retreat. He said though countries like Ghana and Nigeria are doing well, the rest need to back up. Commenting on the recent crisis in Mali, Guinea-Bissau and DR Congo on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Dr. Jonah said the future of democracy in Africa is a mixed one. There is therefore the need for institutions on the continent to put their act together.
Within the West African sub-region, and indeed within the entire continent of Africa, democracy is under retreat.
It's under retreat.
Democracy is under retreat. Mm. The very high hopes that we had when we left behind autocratic governments, authoritarian governments, in the early 1990s and came to democracy, and those hopes have not been fully realized. The picture as of now, if you ask me, is so very mixed. There are elements of good practices of democracy in some countries in the continent. In other countries, the picture is very, very bad. And therefore, it is extremely difficult to say that democracy has made considerable progress in the West African sub-region. And indeed, what political scientists who write on the subject do say is the retreat of democracy. Mm. Democracy is walking backwards. Mm.
But usually when you talk about the sub-region, I mean, the two giants are mentioned. Nigeria, Ghana, recently Cote d'Ivoire. Well, Burkina Faso had some bit of challenge there, but they've been able to get down on their feet. So at least there's some bit of a good news somewhere there within the West Africa.
Some countries are doing well, and don't forget, if you leave out Senegal from the Joy Giants.
Anyway, Senegal,
they will take offense.
Yes.
I would say that the four giants are Ghana, Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal.
Senegal, yes.
Now, even if you want to take these four so-called four giants, what has happened in Nigeria since the return to democracy is not very good news. Mm. The last election was very, very good, and the entire world applauded it. But what happened when Yar'Adua got elected? It was like an imposition. Yar'Adua was virtually imposed on the people, and subsequently, the behavior of Goodluck Jonathan during the run-up to the election that he lost, even the behavior of the big man himself, Obasanjo, at some point, he wanted to eliminate term limit. These are not signs of good democracy.
The head of research and programs at the Center for Democratic Development, Dr. Franklin Odru, said some leaders are not subscribing to the ideals and tenets of democratic governance, hence the many challenges facing the continent. He said it is important to give citizens the room to make decisions on who to govern them without bias.
The procedural form of democracy, which in the simplest form include putting an electoral system that allows citizens to elect their leaders to govern them. At least we have that in terms of that character of democracy. But when you move away from the procedural system and begin to talk of the substantive system of democracy, which is the delivery of the institutions of democracy, whether in the political governance or even in economic governance, then you begin to see some weaknesses in terms of the degree of these democratic institutions serving the people.
In other words, having a free and fair election does not necessarily mean that you're practicing democracy.
Absolutely. I mean, elections remain central to democracy, but elections are not synonymous to democracy. It is one aspect, because when you talk about democratic system of government, we are talking about a system of government that is not authoritarian, that is not dictatorship, that is a system that allows citizens to participate in the collective decision of the society. One form of allowing citizens to participate in that is choosing their leaders, and that is through election. So it's just one aspect. Democratic system of government requires certain institutions to facilitate the principle behind that. We talk about the electoral institution, we talk about the accountability institutions, we talk about the participatory institutions. So we need to have those institutions to allow us to see the real meaning of democracy. Secondly, we need the political culture in terms of the actions, the behavior of leaders, people who get elected or get appointed to manage these institutions. One of the challenges that perhaps we have in Africa, West Africa, is that we may not be having good democrats, in the sense that, you know, our leaders, both elected leaders or bureaucratic leaders, are not subscribing to the ideals and the tenets of democratic governance.
For his part, a senior lecturer at the Department of Political Science of the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidou, said adapting the Western democracy into the African concept is causing a lot of problems. He said unlike decision-making in Africa, which is consensus-building, that of the West is majoritarianism. There is therefore the need to critically examine the Western concept and not copy it wholesale.
People think the liberal form of democracy fit very well into the Western political system of governance. So it's very difficult for them to adjust their lifestyle to leave that particular conceptualization. And when you look at it within the context of Africa, people think the holistic imposition or adoption of the very core value system of the West, that is not entirely compatible with our value system as people, create a lot of gap. I think adopting democracy wholesale, the way it's practiced in the West, will definitely cause a lot of challenge. And I think
will cause a lot of challenge, or it has caused a lot of challenge?
I think it has caused in some instances. Because even if you look at largely most of the Western European countries, they have been able to one way or another match the very concept of democracy to their existing traditional system. Okay. So you look at the British people, why are they not entirely presidential and they are parliamentary? Because the monarchy has been a very important aspect of their lifestyle. Mm. So they have created a system of government that recognizes that particular institution in a way that doesn't undermine the choice of the people in the day-to-day governance system. You look at Spain, you look at most of those, Denmark, they all have systems that recognizes existing traditional cultural institution. Here, our 1992 constitution said clearly that chiefs cannot participate in active politics.
But is that rule also given to them in the constitution?
And we know that even before the advent of Western democratic system, these were the people who were governing. And even when the colonial masters came, they governed through them. Then all of a sudden, they say you can't participate in politics. So you see that the constitution say one thing and they do the other, because their role is still an aspect of governance. So it will be very...
The city of the electoral role is more...
have people who follow me, and you need to get to those people to know me.